I've never missed any job I have been in because there's no point in it. So I was always look forward, and I've got a lot of opportunities now. I'm having great fun back in private life, and looking forward to more opportunities coming along.
And don't miss anything about public life?
No, I'm not exactly out of public life. I'm staying involved. I'm doing a number of things that are in the public sector and the private sector, but I don't miss government. It's not that I didn't enjoy government. I do. I enjoyed all of my years in government, all the assignments I was privileged to have. But I'm always looking forward, and I don't look back and say I missed that. I didn't miss the Army after I left it, even though I loved every one of the days I spent in the Army for over 35 years. I love the Army with all my heart, but missing it is another matter. You look forward.
And politics, you're ruling out?
Ruling out. No politics.
Do you stay, when you say stay involved, is that, are you a consultant to people? Does government call on you? Industry?
The first thing I did after leaving government was to start my business back up, and that's being on the lecture circuit. And that's great fun, gets me around the country, and I learn so much about the country. I've also undertaken some business interest. I'm now a limited partner with one of the great venture capital firms in Silicon Valley, Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield, and Byers, and they're involved in leading energy technology issues and fuel cells and all sorts of things. I'm coming to that too. Yeah. So I've got a little Silicon Valley that's on the West Coast, and I'm excited about that. On the East Coast in Washington, I'm working with Steve Case, who used to head AOL, and a new group he's formed, Revolution Health Group. And a number of us have invested with Steve in order to put this company together and to do what we can to push the consumer-driven healthcare market by giving consumers more choice over the dollars they put into healthcare and how they use those dollars to provide for their families. And that's exciting. That's my East Coast and West Coast business activities.
Not
back to
the
East Coast. We're getting there. Who knows? Who knows? It's early. It's early. Also in the Washington area, I'm participating in an investment program, an investment team to buy a team. We're bidding on the Washington Nationals, and we hope that the team led by Mr. Fred Malik, an old friend of mine, will prevail. We hope that Major League Baseball.
They were supposed to select it in August. They were supposed to select it Labor Day.
Larry, it's a very interesting group, Major League Baseball, the owners. And I've spoken to Commissioner Selig a few times, and I hope they'll make a decision soon. And I'm quite confident they'll do it on the basis not just of price, but which group bidding for it has the strongest connection to the community, and that's where I think we have an edge.
Is it up to $450 million?
Minimum, I think, yes.
If you got the team, would you be an activist?
Yes, I tend to be activist.
General manager.
I don't think so.
Okay.
We want a winning team.
But you'd be active.
I would be active, but I'd be more than just a passive investor. I'm not a major investor, but I'm an investor. But I'd also be very interested in the foundation that the team is going to create, because we have made the pitch that not only do we think we could run a good baseball team, but we think we can make a major contribution to the young people of the Washington, D.C. community, of the greater Washington, D.C. community, by investing in boys and girls activities and getting baseball going again in the inner city with minorities. And I think we have a strong suit there to present to the community.
Did I read somewhere you're also going to buy a minor league team?
No.
Back to other bases. Touch a lot of bases.
Let me just touch a couple other bases, if I may.
Okay,
a couple
sure.
other things I'm interested in.
Writing a book, I'll bet.
Not yet.
No?
No, I'll put that off for another time. But a couple other things I'm interested in. There's a Colin Powell Policy Center at City College of New York, my alma mater. And I'm the founder, and I'll be a visiting professor there. And what I like about CCNY, it's such a great school.
Lavender, my lavender.
And for over 100 years, it has educated the children of the immigrants of New York City. They did it for me 50 years ago. They can get an education and can contribute to the city and contribute to the broader society. I'm also taking over chairmanship of the Eisenhower Fellowship Program, where we bring in fellows from around the world to study here in the United States. We need more of that kind of activity. I replaced Henry Kissinger as chairman, and I'll take that over from Henry next year. And then finally, another activity I'm involved in, among many others, but another one that's very special to me, is the Vietnam Wall is perhaps one of the most magnificent monuments and memorials. Because it is the most visited, we want to build an educational center nearby. In no way doing anything with the wall itself, which is perfect, but a little distance away, an education center, probably underground, so it doesn't disturb that part of our great mall, so that people can learn more about that conflict and learn more about those who gave their lives in that conflict. And I'm the honorary chairman of that fundraising effort, and also working a fundraising effort for the Martin Luther King Memorial in Washington, D.C. So I'm kind of busy.